Look to your neighbor and say, Yahweh bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We do bless him for all things tonight. Certainly very grateful unto the Father to reveal his simple truths and his mysteries unto a people, certainly that are not worthy of this truth. But it is important that we receive truth, because we must walk in the power of that truth to be free from the elements and the things of this life. For the things of this life will draw us into an area that is contradictory as to what Yahweh commands us to do. And there are things that he wants us to continue in, a continuation. And that is a mindset and a heart to endure, and we do not become thrown off track. In our vernacular, we think that we understand what certain words mean, and we truly do not. Because we do not take the energy or the time to understand what the Father is saying. And we must in this hour know with all certainty what Almighty Yahweh is saying. That's why the world is filled with so many doctrines and so many traditions that never bring about an excellent zeal of the power of Yahweh. That zeal is there is a burning desire to please him and to do what he commands us to do. Now you check the zeal of your own heart. It is one that is very zealous for him. Is one that is temperate by our flesh. Or is it one that is all outgoing for the things of Yahweh? Now you judge your own heart. And you will know what kind of zeal and desire you have. When one has that pure zeal, there is only one mindset. And that is everything that is in me to please the Father. I say to us, my brothers and sisters and friends, we must get that kind of a zeal. We're not going to bear the abundant of fruits unless we get that kind of zeal and that kind of desire. So it must be a burning desire in our hearts to please him above all things. I do want to emphasize that word tonight, continue. That Yahweh, there are things that Messiah commanded us to continue in. And that is a spirit of perseverance. It is one of eagerness to obey and to do what Yahweh commands us to do. And it is to maintain the course that he has set us on. And that course is one of holiness and righteousness unto Almighty Yahweh. We in our vernacular, we think that continuing something means for a certain period, and then we can discontinue that. But that's not what Yahweh commands. And we will continue in the things that he commands us to continue in. We began to see the excellent power of Almighty Yahweh. Now that excellent power is simply the manifestation of the power of Yahweh's truth working in us. We believe that we have the power to lay hands on the sick and pray for them. We need to have that excellent anointing in us to do that, saints. Once we began to walk in that spirit, then we will fret not for praying one for the other, or laying hands on one another, or believing Almighty Yahweh for the dynamics of his healing in our lives. We must trust him. He is our Father, and he wants us to trust him. He truly wants that, saints. And this is a generation that doesn't trust anyone. It doesn't trust anyone. It has no confidence in one another because our hearts are so easily deceived. And because we know of our own propensities and what things we will do, then we think that everyone else will do the same thing we do. And so there is not a trust truly one for another. And it's wrong. It's not the spirit of Yahweh. It is the spirit of corruption. And we must have that spirit, saints. We continue the things that Messiah commanded us. We began to see the excellence of the power of Yahweh reveal in these earthen tabernacles. As he began to speak, I want to begin in Yohanan, John chapter 8. And verse 30, I want to begin reading. It says, Messiah, as he spake these words, many believed on him. As he began to speak of the profound truths of Yahweh, there were many that truly believed what he said. Verse 31, then Yahshua said unto to those, the Yordim or Yehudim, he said unto them which believed on him, he said, if ye now continue. Now that is the first order of business. We must continue. He said, if you continue in my word, we cannot be distracted in the word of Yahweh. We must continue in his word. What he commands us, what he instructs us, what he teaches us, we must continue. We have the habit of going a certain distance, and then we began to become fatigued. And we say, it doesn't take all that. But that's not what Messiah said. He said, if you continue, you endure, you abide, steadfast, you are steady. Are we truly a steady people when it comes to the word of Yahweh? Do we abide in the truths and we trust him with our souls, with the truths that he speaks to us, and even in the simplicity of understanding of scripture? We must continue in the word, saints. We continue in every kind of vile direction, led by every kind of spirit, except the spirit of Yahweh. So there must be a continuance or a continuation in the things that we have learned and heard of him. And so Messiah says, you have heard these truths, now you must continue in them, in the word. He said, when you do that, then ye are my disciples. And I say that emphatically, you are the ones that are disciplined by the truths that I have spoken unto you. You are the ones that have a desire and a love for the things that I have spoken. But that is the first order of business. You must continue in the things that I have taught you. And then you are certainly, you are my disciples. And you don't have to doubt that. You may have wrestlings with powers and forces of darkness, but that is the certainty that you are my disciples because you continue in the mandate, the laws, and the truths that I've taught you. And we must continue in those things. That is the only thing that will discipline us to walk correctly before the Father. We will go a certain distance and then we began to revert back to a fleshly and a carnal way. We began to do things that are carnal and natural. But Messiah says, continue in this truth or these words that I have spoken unto you, because the words that I speak, they are from my Father. And if you continue in those words, then you are my disciples and you are indeed called and elected by the Father. And he said, by doing that, by continuing in the truth, you will know the truth, and then the truth makes you free. Now, there is where we find the logjam, saints, because we don't continue in those things. It is a faith in the word of Yahweh that we literally trust it with everything within us. The circumstances may look bleak, and it may look as though that it's not going to avail or produce anything, but it certainly is. The strength of it is that we continue in it. We stay steadfast in what he has spoken unto us. And when we find ourselves steadfast in that, we will begin to find the strength and the anointing to oppose every power of hell. Now the reason we can oppose those things is because we don't continue in the words. Have we had a trial or a battle? We have gone to scripture and found something that was soothing to our inward man. We began to meditate on that. We began to think on it, and all of a sudden, we began to revert back to the carnal man. And it began to draw on the counsel, the philosophy of a carnal mind. And you try to find remedy within the carnal state of your mind. And you never find a remedy. It began to take you into different aspects and different ideas and different thoughts. And all of a sudden, you find your mind so far removed from that truth and that word that you can't even get back to where you have dislocated yourself. Now that is the first order of business, saints. We must continue in the word. We must abide in the word of Yahweh. Our lives must be based upon what the word says. It's not based upon our emotions or our feelings or our intellectual ability to cipher things. It is based upon what Yahweh says. And Messiah spoke the pure word of the Father, for he was the manifestation of the living word. What Yahweh wanted to show his people that his word is alive and it is real. And we get that word alive in our souls, it will not produce death. It will simply produce the life and the power of the Father. This is a living word. Our hope is a living hope. Our faith is a living hope. Our tomorrow is a living tomorrow, because there is hope even in tomorrow if we cease to live in this life after the next minute. There's still hope unto those that trust in the living word of Yahweh. So we must begin there, saints. We must begin to continue steadfast, abiding in the word. Our hearts abiding and trusting in what Yahweh has said. And our hearts must abide or live in the word. We must do that. If we don't do that, then there is no life in us at all. These were those that literally believed. And Messiah said, now continue that way. Just continue in that belief. We must continue in that belief. It must be a burning belief in our hearts that we trust the Father. We cannot trust the element of our flesh, saints. We cannot trust this carnal state of man. There must be a transformation of this natural carnal man. That it must walk in the same purpose, the same mind, and same spirit as Messiah did. What did he do? He did all things to please the Father. And so we must walk in that kind of a mindset, brothers and sisters. If we don't, then we are not the disciples of Messiah. So we must continue in the word. Then we are his disciples. And we are the disciplined ones of Yahweh. For the word of Yahweh will discipline you. It will correct you. It will show you you. It will show you and reveal unto you the hidden sins of your own heart. It will show you things in you that you did not even know it was in you. It will expose the darkness that has hid in certain members of your body. It will expose every last one of them. Because scripture tells us that Messiah said he came as a light in the world. And that is what he was. He was a light in the world, saints. He was a light. And he says, whosoever believeth or trusts me, whosoever trusts me as being the light of the Father, he said, it's one thing that you will not abide in or continue in. He said, you will not abide in darkness. You will not live in darkness. You will not walk in darkness. But you will walk in the light of this profound truth. And this profound truth is to reveal unto you your hope and where your hope is coming from. And the one that has dispensed me and sent me forth to give you an assurance of hope despite what things are transpiring in this earth today. And this earth is in a mess. Whether we believe that or not, it is in a mess. So let us begin to set our minds and our hearts forth to continue in the word. We must continue in the truth of Almighty Yahweh. And as we continue in that, we'll begin to see his strength in us. That was the strength of Messiah, because he came to do the will of the Father. Even in the great trial in Gethsemane, he said, not my will, but thine will be done. So he had to stay steadfast in the purpose and the will of Almighty Yahweh. Scripture tells us that that is condition one, saints. As Messiah laid this out, continue in the word. As you hear the truth, continue in that. He says in the same Yochanan, in the 15th chapter, in verse 8, I do want to begin reading. He makes this statement, verse 7. Messiah said, if you abide in me, or if you continue in me, and my word continue in you, he said, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done for you. If you abide, or if you continue in me, the things that I've taught you, and if my love abides or continue in you, that you desire to please the Father and obey me in all things, he said, whatsoever you ask of the Father, it will be done for you. Now, our prayers are not prayed that way. Because if we truly love Messiah, he abiding in us and we in him, we will know exactly what things to ask for. Because the Father knows what things we have need of. And he supplies all of those things that we have need of. Now, what tradition has taught us and religion has taught us to pray for this insatiable or unsatisfactory lust that is in us. And things that will never give us strength, power to press on into the kingdom. These are the things that prevent you from going into the kingdom. These are the things that bring you under the cumbersome power of these things. And they literally prevent you from going into the kingdom. So the Father knows what things that we have need of. But the strength of what Messiah revealed, he said, now if this truth that I speak to you, abide in you, and I'm the truth of the Father, and there's a law for this, whatever you ask of the Father, it shall be done for you. And I believe that, brothers and sisters. I believe just what Scripture says. I do not believe that he lied when he spoke that or he made that statement. I believe that. Now, we have not simply learned how to ask. We have not learned how to continue in the word of Yahweh. We go so far, it becomes so mundane that we forget it. It has no application in our lives. It doesn't excite us. It doesn't revive us. So we forget it. It's not something that we keep ever present in our minds. And we must always do that, saints. We have to. Because that is what the Father wants. He says in the next verse, he said, now herein is my Father magnified, that you bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. He said, first of all, if you continue in my words, then you shall be my disciple. Now, when one continue in that word, he will bring forth much fruit. Now, that is a sure sign what we are continuing in. If we're walking in the carnality of our minds and our carnal minds, then we're going to bear much carnal fruit. Now, we look at our own fruit tree and see whether it is a tree that bears spiritual fruit or natural fruit. He said, you will be my disciples. You shall certainly be my disciples. Verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. And he said to them, continue ye in my love. Now, what is that love? He said, continue ye in my love. Do we literally continue in the love of Messiah? Do we continue in that love that he showed the Father, that pure love, unadulterated love? But he tells us to continue in his love. Not in hypocrisy, not in love of dissimulation, not in what we call love, not in this emotional type of thing that we call love, and that's not love. It really isn't. It's just one of our senses or an expression of one of our senses. It is not love. So he warns them to continue in his law. First of all, continue in my word. And now to be steadfast in my love. What love is that we have? Does the love of Yahweh ever change? It's always the same. But yet our personal love, it changes according to circumstances and situations. Is that love? It is not love. It is the same because Yahweh, he is the same today, yesterday, and forever, he is the same. Does his faith ever change? We go from faith to faith, but the faith of Yahweh never changes. His judgment never changes. It never changes. Continue my word. And now I want you to continue in my love. Well, what is that love, Messiah? You command us to continue that when he gives us a perfect knowledge of that love. He says in the next verse, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Now, that's simple, isn't it? His commandment was to love Almighty Yahweh with all of our hearts, soul, and all of our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves.
And upon that, all the law and the prophets hinge upon that commandment, or those commandments. Now that is the perfect manifestation of the love of Yahweh. That is the perfect manifestation of Yahweh's love in us. Not because we have some kind of emotion or feeling that sway us to this one or to that one. That's not the pure manifestation of His love. It is one whereby the heart, if I can express it in any terms that I may understand, it's just a heart that simply desires the pure truth, and the heart is willing to do what the Father commands. It is not a heart that murmur, nor complain, nor gripe, but it's a heart that is satisfied with whatever the Father says. So Messiah said, "Now you do what I said. Just keep my commandments, and ye shall continue in my love." Now that is what that abide simply means there as well. You shall continue in my love. Now that is why we don't continue the love of Yahweh. Because we don't keep the commandments. We don't keep what He says. We don't keep what Messiah says. "Well, I was offended by my brother." Well, if you were offended, then go get it right. Then tell him he offended you. That's what Messiah commanded us. "Well, that sister did something to me, so I would treat her differently." Well, if there's an off between you and your sister, then you go to your sister, get it right, then come before the altar. See, that's the pure love of Messiah. Not this trash that we call love. That's not love. If a brother sinned against you, then you go and you reprove the brother, say, "Brother, you were wrong." And if that brother repents, you have gained a brother. But if that brother doesn't repent, just let him go. But that's what Messiah commanded us to do. And the reason we cannot go on into that excellent anointing, whereby we can believe Him for all things, we simply can't do what His great hope has commanded us to do. And so that's why we have not gone into that excellent place whereby we truly know that we're in His presence. And that's the truth. What father doesn't want his child to be in his presence? Every father. Even if he's a bad child. Even if it's a disrespectful child, he still wants him in his presence. To correct him. To respond to his deeds, his actions. Certainly he does, saint. So if we continue in that love, if we want to abide in that love, we must obey what he tells us to do. We have to do that. We have to get our hearts right with him. And that is simply receiving the simple commandments that he commanded us to do. This truth is not a difficult truth. Man has made it very cumbersome. Man, by adding like the pins of the scribes and the Pharisees, these corrupt men, they have made it very cumbersome, very hard, very lethargic, very legalistic. And the word of Yahweh is not in the terms of what man says legalistic. This is a spiritual truth. And that's what Messiah came to do. He came to destroy all the legalism of what the scribes and the Pharisees had imparted in the truth of Yahweh. And he gave us the power to walk in that truth by the Spirit. He came to show us that the Father truly is a Spirit. And that Spirit dwelling in us, it will have an appetite and a love for the things that Yahweh commands us to do. He did not go contrary to the Father. He spoke the things that the Father commanded him to speak. So if we continue, if we keep his commandments, we shall continue in his love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandment, and he said, "I what? Continue in my Father's love, I abide in my Father's love." So that is the strength and the power of the love of Messiah. We continue in the things that he commands us to do. We must continue, we must abide. And when one abide, one sit and one wait steadfastly, that person is not uneasily or removed very easily. They wait. They endure. Whatever the trial, the persecution, they endure. This is not a generation that does that. This is a microwave drugstore generation. It wants to buy religion at the drugstore. It wants to find it on the TV and just something to give them some type of a euphoric for the moment. It is a shopping type of generation. Is shop for certain tenets of religion that it may be applicable for them, and then they say, "I can receive that." When things do not agree with them, then there is a hatred or a disdain for those things, and man reject those things. So they're looking for things that will accommodate them, and Messiah gave us a great truth that will accommodate us. Continue this word. continue and abide in His love, because He continued in His Father's love. Why? Because Yahweh so loved the world that He was a perfect offering to prove that love of the Father. Now what He has given unto us is our tabernacles, our bodies. They're no more our own. It is where the Spirit of Yahweh dwell. So we cannot just do anything to these bodies. And so our offering unto Him is that we submit all things unto Him. We give Him our lives. And we're willing to do it with faithfulness and obedience. So we must continue in the Word. And if you continue in the Word, you will learn the love of Messiah. We have not learned the love of Messiah. We have all learned what we call love, but it's not the love of Messiah. It's not the love that He has taught us in Scripture. It is based on our own emotions and our own understanding of what love is, and we try to define it in our own vernacular or our own understanding. It's not so. You must define it by what Scripture says. That's the only way. And you start by obeying the commandments, the laws, the truths, what Messiah spoke unto us, and we continue in that Word. And then we began to see the manifestation and the power of that pure love in our hearts. Why? Because it is first of all toward the Father. And that love is so pure toward Him that what we extend to our brothers and sisters, it is a carbon copy of how Yahweh loves them. And that's the way it works, saints. Now by some little twitch or some little emotion, that's trash. It's not the Spirit of Yahweh. Shaul, he said in Acts 13, I want you to hear this. He says in Acts 13, verse 42. He had gone out of the tabernacle, the synagogue, it says. It says in verse 42, and when the Yehudim were gone out of the synagogue, or the tabernacle, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them on the next Shabbat. Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Yehudim and religious proselytes, and that is simply the newcomers, those that had been converted, the newcomers, proselyte, what they did, now they followed Shaul and Barnabas, who speaking to them, they persuaded them to continue in the love, and that's what that word grace actually is, the love of Yahweh. And Messiah tells us of the love of the Father, because He continued in the things that the Father commanded Him to do, to express the love of the Father. Now the love of the Father is that we obey the commandments, what Messiah speaks unto us. We must continue in that. You cannot have the Son's love unless you have the Father's love. And you cannot have the Father's love without the Son's love. You cannot. And Yahweh so loved the world. And Messiah came to teach us literally how to love one another, how to abide, how to continue with each other. That's what He taught us. And that's what the disciples did. They continued with each other. They did. At the Pentecost, they went from house to house and they began to assemble in the homes and to break bread and to teach this wonderful word of life that Messiah had given unto them. Verse 44. And the next Shabbat day came, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of Yahweh. And the next verse tells us what happened. It tells us when the Yahudims, they saw the multitude of people drawing close together, they were filled with envy. They were jealous. And they began to speak against those things that Shaul was saying. And they began to speak with words of contradictory and blasphemy, because it was against the grain of their tradition. It was not according to their traditions. And yet Shaul told them what to continue in. Now, this law for Yahweh is that we receive the mandates that Messiah has given unto us, because we know that He came to do the will of His Father. And so because we love or continue in that love of Messiah, and we continue in that love because we desire to please the Father, we must continue in the love of Yahweh. We must. We must continue in His Word. Continue in the love of Messiah. And we must continue in the love of the Father. That love of Almighty Yahweh, it is not bottled up. It isn't. It's a tremendous power. And if we could truly learn how to do that, first of all, learn how to just truly love. And we start by obeying and keeping the truths that He has spoken unto us. That's where we start. If we truly could begin to learn that what a great power would manifest amongst the house of true Israel. Because we have not learned that, and our hearts are not willing to do that, because we still have stony hearts. It's not the heart of flesh. That must be crushed, and that's the truth. We must identify the things that are in us, saints. We can't be hypocritical about it. It's very easy to see the mote in your brother's eye, your sister's eye, but if you get the beam out of your own eye, you can see clearly how to help them. Because we have such a beam in our eyes, and we can't see the beam because we're looking at the little mote, and we can't help no one. You can't even help yourself. You certainly can't help a brother or a sister. And that's the truth. And that beam is me, myself, and I. My personal agenda, me. What I think, what I desire, and it is corrupt. It's from the spirit of darkness. That is what the devil did. That's what got him in the position that he is in today. He cannot see the mighty power of the Father. All he can see is the little glimpse of what he had. And so we must begin getting the beam out, first of all. And of course, we don't think that we have beams in our eyes, do we? But we certainly can see the mote in the brother or the sister's eye. We can see their fallacies or their mishaps or their shortcomings. But what about your shortcomings? You must see your shortcomings, brothers and sisters. That is what a disciple is. It is one that is very disciplined. And we must be disciplined in every aspect. Everything we must be disciplined. The way we walk, the way we talk, the way we eat, the way we sleep, the way we drink. All those things, there's a discipline. It must be, saints. Our love toward Him, our desire for His truth. We must be disciplined. And Yahweh must discipline. Life is, there are rules in life. I was reading an article the other day concerning this. It's a black man that he plays for this Orthodox Jewish synagogue. Then he plays for the Baptist on Sunday. He plays for the synagogue on Friday night. And then he plays jazz on Saturday night. They all are corrupt. But he made a statement. He says one thing about music, because he is an accountant. He says, one thing about music, he said, there are rules to music, and there are rules to accounting. And he said, because I've learned the discipline of the rule, it is not hard to take the rule of accountant into music, or vice versa. And so this mindset today tells us that there are no rules, but there are rules. And the first rule is that we must continue in the Word. The second rule, we must continue in the love of Messiah. And what we do, we begin to abandon rules when it's not accommodating unto us. And it's wrong. It is absolutely wrong. We cannot abandon the rules at all. That's why those, they began to express their hatred towards the things that Shaul told them to continue in. And that is what our religion tradition does today. It's all right to continue in the tradition of a religion, but Yahweh gives us things to continue in, saints. And we must be steadfast in those things. Our minds must be sober in those things. We must continue on that particular course. When you continue in something, it is something that is particular. It is something that is laid out. And you must continue on that course, because if you don't, you're going to get lost. And we find ourselves lost in miseries and sin and mishaps because we have not continued the course. And we must continue the course, saints. The course is laid out. The road is laid out. It is a road of holiness and righteousness. So we must continue the love of Yahweh. Shaul says in the 14th chapter of the book of Acts, it says in the 19th verse, and there came thither, or there came certain Yodim of Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Shaul, they drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples, now those that were continuing in the things that he had commanded them, stood round about him, he rose up, and he came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the message or the truth of Messiah to that city and taught many, they returned unto Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them not to continue. Continue in what? In faith. In the faith. To continue in the faith. We started this faith journey, and now we found ourselves walking in a way that is mesmerized by feelings. We must continue in the faith, saints. We must abide in the faith, because without faith, we cannot. And all of our attempts please your way. So he warned them, he exhorted them to continue in the faith. Well, what faith? It was the hearing of the words. The words that he had preached unto them. It was the truths that he had preached. It was a revelation that he had preached from the scripture. He said, now you continue in the faith. You continue in the faith. Because Messiah is the pure revelation of that faith of Almighty Yahweh. We cannot have faith in the Father without faith in the Son. You can never have it. That's why he sent him. To mark or to set forth a mark that there will be no doubt at all. Whereby even history will say that he came. That's the importance. Even history, his story tells us that there was a man that walked the earth in Jerusalem and he did those things. So it is the truth. So we must continue in the faith. In the faith. That measure that Yahweh put in us to trust him and to believe him. And we continue in that faith, then that love of the power of the Kudush Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh, will cause the love in our hearts to spread broadly. And it will cause that faith to have great strength and power to manifest. The reason that we cannot do many things, because we don't continue in faith. We believe it for the moment, and yet when it began to challenge our flesh, then we abandon it. Anything that challenges our flesh, we abandon it. Because we find out how weak our flesh truly is. There is no strength in your flesh, saints. None whatsoever. There is no confidence. You cannot rely upon this stuff right here. It will forsake you. It will let you down. That's the truth. And so we find ourselves in need of a strength. We resort to our flesh. We ought not to. This faith walk, as scripture tells us, as those saints in Hebrew, in the book of Hebrews, 11th chapter, they wandered. There were women that lost their sons and their daughters, lost their husbands, their wives. They were cast into lion dens, but yet they kept the faith. They knew that the promise of Yahweh was steadfast. And that's what faith tells us. It is something that gives us, it is the substance of a thing that we literally hope for. What are we hoping for in this life? Tell me. Tell me to live to be 100. That's all vain. You use your strength, your youth, and you do lose that. Believe me. Your body doesn't function like it did in your youthful days. So what is that? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. What do we truly hope? That is the faith. What are we hoping for? Tell me. What are we hoping for? See, this generation is hoping for a car, a house, the son being seen for the daughter. What are we truly hoping for? Oh, I want to see him. And I want to look upon his face. I want to save myself from this untoward, this corrupt generation that is so vile and so evil There's no discipline about it at all. And the only way you're going to be disciplined today, brothers and sisters, you must continue in the Word. And that is one thing that the enemy doesn't want us to continue in. The old folks will say, I started out a long time ago, and I intend to make heaven my home. What they were simply saying to us, I began this walk as Yahweh began to bring me into the light of this truth. And there's nothing that's going to turn me around. I'm going to continue in this way. I've been a little weary. I've had great trials. My body has been afflicted. But I've continued in the faith. When I saw no light at the end of the tunnel, I continued to walk that way. And there are times in this life you're not going to see the light. But if we continue in the faith, we know we're walking toward the light. For Messiah said that He was the light. He was the light that came into the world. And if any man abide in Him, or if he walk in Him, continue in Him, then he shall not continue in darkness. So the light that we look for, although we can't see it physically at times, and our minds can't comprehend it, we ought to continue in the faith. He spoke it. We believe it. So we continue in it. We take confidence in it. We take resolve in it. Because that is our assurance. And in continuing in that, then there's a great confidence. For the promise lies, the promises of Yahweh lie in the faith. We must have faith to believe them. Without faith, you can't believe that. Without faith, you don't believe that Messiah came to redeem us. And to cleanse us from the power of sin. And to deliver us from the yokes of darkness. It takes faith to believe that. Your natural carnal mind can never believe that. It will rationalize. It will try to reason. It will say, how could that be? Faith tells you how it was. Because you have hope in what He's done. That's what faith does. So you must continue in the faith. The faith. Not the Baptist faith or the Pentecostal. You must continue in the faith. And we know what that faith does. We continue in that Word. It makes us free, saints. And we are free. And we're certainly free indeed. And we're not bound at all. Not one bit at all. And they began to confirm the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith. And that, look at this now. You're continuing in the faith, aren't we? We ought to continue. Well, then everything ought to be rosy and hunky-dory, huh? That's what the world says. There ought not to be any kind of affliction. Don't we know that the trial of our faith is more precious than that of gold? This trash they call faith today, it is never tried. They get discouraged because they're turned down for a house loan. And so the husband goes and gets another job. And the wife does the same thing. And they did this, and they do not take care of the responsibilities of the home because that faith tells them that they need a bigger house. And this is what Shaul says. As he confirmed the souls, told them to continue the faith, and that we must. Is that what he says? And that we must. And that we must. Is that must? So there's an affirmation there. Through how much? Through a little. You know what much is. Through much what? Through much what? No, that's not what we're taught through much tribulation. See, through much tribulation we shall enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. These liars that they say, oh no, it shouldn't be. No, much. What is much? Just like Hannah says to me at times, I say, how much you love me? I say, you don't love me like I love you. She says, I love you this much. I say, well, I love you this much. I say, you're not wise as me then, are you? But through much, saints, through an abundant tribulation, we shall enter into the kingdom. That's why we must continue in the faith. You must continue in the faith. Have faith in Yahweh. We must have faith in Him. But the works that Messiah did, they are the works of the Father. Continuing in faith, and through much tribulations, through much and abundant of tribulation, we shall enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. Now the people don't believe that we're going to have much tribulations. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, there shall be much great tribulations upon the people of Yahweh. It is a cleanser and a purger. Look at your own self. Look at the mirror. As you look in the mirror, look deep down in your eyes. You can see the things that must be tried by the fire and purged out. You're going to be an affectionado with Yahweh. You're going to love Him. You're going to continue to love. And then you're going to appreciate what Messiah has done and the great price. You see, we don't appreciate that today because we don't love Him. We don't continue His love. Now, we all will exhort ourselves and say, we do. I love Him so much. You do. And then, only then are we going to appreciate what His love. And the love of that perfect offering for our sins. We don't comprehend that. Why? Because the things that we continue in, or the way we allow our minds to be persuaded, is not persuaded by the word of Yahweh. We're persuaded by our feelings, our emotions, our attitudes persuade us. Some vile, unclean spirit talks to your mind, and that persuades you. That is not of Yahweh. It isn't. He sends His judgment to correct us. And I bless Him for that. I am certainly not above it. You may be above it, but I am not above it. I'm not above His correction. He writes to those saints at Rome. Scripture says in Romans 11. Romans chapter 11 verse 21. Is one thing that we should not continue in. Shall we continue in sin that the love of Yahweh may abound? Now that is one thing we ought not to continue in. We ought not to continue in sin. You know, because Yahweh forbids us to do that. We ought not to continue in sins, for Yahweh forbids that. How then that we that are dead to sin, how shall we live any longer after sin? And that is one thing which ought not to continue, the transgressions and the lawful or the unlawful disobedience unto Yahweh. We should not continue in those things. Continue in faith and love, the love of Messiah, the love of Yahweh. Continue in the word. He says in Romans chapter 11, verse 21, for if Yahweh spared not the natural branches, now He warns us to take heed. Lest He also spare thee not. He tells us to behold, therefore, the goodness or the pure integrity, the love of Yahweh. Behold His goodness and also behold His severity, Yahweh's severity. On them which fell severity, but toward you, my friend, His goodness. What if you continue in His goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. Scripture tells us that as much as we have opportunity to do good unto all men, especially they of the house of faith. Now you judge your heart. Do you do good unto those especially of the house of faith? Just judge your own heart. We shall continue in the goodness of Almighty Yahweh, His integrity, His honesty, His kindness toward you. We shall continue in that. We continue in things that are adversely against us. In our hostility, our anger, our hatred, our attitudes. Oh, we continue in those things. But He tells us to continue in the goodness. Because His goodness has been shown to you. So you continue in that goodness. Continue in the goodness of Almighty Yahweh. That's a good thing to do. Well, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Father. See, that's the goodness of Yahweh, that He allows you to lift hands up to bless Him. It is a good thing. And we must continue in the goodness of Almighty Yahweh. And He gives us an opportunity to have opportunity. If you have opportunity to do good unto all men. All men. You do good. But He prefers that. He said that there are those of the house of faith. Make sure you do good unto them. Do good. So we must behold the goodness and the severity. And we must continue in the goodness of Yahweh. We've all been very severe. We've shown our severe, our hard attitudes. Hallelujah. Every last one of us. Don't pretend you're something that you're not. That's what deliverance bring about. With honesty bring about deliverance. If we're not honest with ourselves, we can never be broken from the shackles that binds us. So we all, and everything He touches in that, we've all found ourselves in that.
Hallelujah. All right. We find ourselves in that position. I'm very grateful for him to tell me that. I don't know about you, but I am. I'm glad that a father would take time to tell me, son, these are the things you need to continue in. And if you don't continue in these things, then woe unto you, then you're going to behold my severity. And you want to behold my goodness, then continue in my goodness. If I show you goodness, you continue in that goodness. He wants us to do that. He means what he says. Continue in his goodness, otherwise thou shalt also be cut off. If you don't continue in the goodness of Yahweh, we're cut off. Have you found yourself cut off from him? I have. You find your mind cut off, your spirit, your heart. You can find yourself there is no love. You're not energized. Your spirit is not in tune with him. Now you can sit here in your hypocrisy and say you haven't. But that is the truth. You don't continue in his goodness. You find yourself cut off. You find yourself on your own little island. Do your own little thing.